ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 24। त्रिपीष्टपंक्तिं गणयन्त्यभेद्य मन्त्रा भृगूणाम् अनुशिक्षितार्थः न विप्रगोविन्दगवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त्यभद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम् त्रिपीष्टपं किं गणयन्त्यभेद्य मन्त्रा भृगूणाम् अनुशिक्षितार्थः न विप्रगोविन्दगवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त्यभद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम् त्रिपीष्टपं किं गणयन्त्यभेद्यम् मन्त्रा भृगूणाम् अनुशिक्षितार्थः न विप्रगोविन्दगवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त्यभद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम्।
Others,
word meaning tripishtapam. All the demigods, including Lord Brahma. Kim, what? Ganayanti, they care for. Abhidya mantra, whose determination to carry out the orders of the spiritual master is unbreakable. Bhrigunam, of the disciples of Bhrigumuni, like Sukracharya. Anusikhitartha, deciding to follow the instructions. Na, not. Vipra, the Brahmanas. Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Go, the cows. Iswaranam, Iswaranam, Nam. The persons favoring or considering worshipable. Bhavanti are Abhadrani, any misfortunes. Nareswaranam, of kings who follow this principle. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, his disciples, the demons, are now unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined faith in the mercy of Brahmanas, cows, and Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and who always worship these three, are always strong in their position. Purport: from the instructions of Lord Brahma, it is understood that everyone should very faithfully worship the Brahmanas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the cows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. He is always very kind to cows and Brahmanas. Therefore, one who worships Govinda must satisfy him by worshipping the Brahmanas and cows. If a government worships the Brahmanas, the cows, and Krishna, Govinda, it is never defeated anywhere. Otherwise, it must always be defeated and condemned everywhere. At the present moment, all over the world, governments have no respect for Brahmanas, cows, and Govinda, and consequently there are chaotic conditions all over the world. In summary, although the demigods were very powerful in material opulence, the demons defeated them in battle because the demigods had behaved disrespectfully toward a Brahmana, Brihaspati, who was their spiritual master. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितंश नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Those who are coming to the Bhagavatam class today only, not regularly, for them I can give little. This verse is spoken by Brahmaji when all the demigods headed by Indra, they are defeated by the demons, they lose their kingdom, and now they have come to Brahma and approaching Brahma for shelter and some advice what to do now. So Brahmaji, by seeing the conditions of demigods, he becoming really concerned and console them, pacify them, and then he started chastise them that your defeat and this position that you lose your kingdom because you had disrespected your guru Brihaspati, you should not do like that. And then he described that these demons, though they were many times were defeated by you people, they were weak, but still this time they are powerful. And what to speak of your kingdom, they are so powerful that they can take over my kingdom also. So now all the demigods, Indra, by hearing Brahma, they are saying, so hopeless, we have no hope then. What to do now? Is there any way to protest or something like that? So then Brahma, here it is saying, Tripishtakam, Tripishtakam kim ganayanti abhidya bheda. He is saying this because of, if you want to pacify, if you want to win over some enemy, in politics there are four rules are there. Sam, Dan, Danda and Bheda. It's all these three, Sam, Dan and Danda, have no use now. You have defeated already. Now only Bheda Niti you can apply, but what to do? Abhidya Mantra. The Bhedaniti is also impossible because we, not only you, me also, we cannot get any information. What is their policy? What is their conspiracy? What they are going to do? They are so perfect in doing their decisions. There is no way to get it. Abhidya Mantra. It's very difficult to get it. Mantra means mantrana. Mantrana, their meetings, what is their policies, it's very difficult to know. If somehow or other you could know, then you could do something. But it's Abhidya Mantra. So Bhedaniti is impossible also here. So then demigods will ask, why, how come they are so Abhidya Mantra? In which power? Now, the power is Bhrugunam Anusikhitartha. Because the descendants of Bhrugu, the great Brahmana like Shukracharya, they have taken fully shelter of Shukracharya. Bhrugunam in plural sense, because Bhrugu is one, but in this, in praising Bhrugu, in proper respect, he is saying Bhrugunam. So the Bhrugu Muni's descendants like Shukracharya, he is helping them, he is instructing them. And sikhi, anusikhita artha, artha means all these demons, they are considering the lessons, the instructions of Shukracharya as they are parama purusartha. That is their only purusartha. is to follow the instruction so faithfully, so determinedly. That is their puram purusartha. That's anusikhita artham. What is sikhya they are getting? They are considering it is their purusartha like that. They have so much faith and so much determination they have on the words of Shukracharya. And they are worshipping him, obeying him, so much respectful to him. That is the cause of the power of the demons. You got defeat because you disrespect your master. And they got power because they are respecting their master. So the clear-cut difference. So now the demigod says, so what to do now? We have to die. Now there is no any way. So now Brahma is giving, oh yes, there is a way, there is a hope. What is that way? Now I know that is statement of Brahma, the Srishtikarta. He is telling that I know from the summary from all the scriptures that there are three personalities. Anybody who get favor from them, or anybody who worship them, they will never face any defeat in their life. What? Is there that way? Yes. Who are they, these three? These three is Brahmana, Govinda, and Go. These three, from the beginning of the creation till the end, always they should be respected. Not only respected, they should be worshipped. If anybody is worshipping them and respecting them properly and getting worship from them, they are favoring, these three are favoring, then there is no way, no time, place and circumstances where they will face any misfortune. No way. So now, all the demigods, they have little hope now. Oh, so if we start worshipping the Go Vipra and Govinda, then there is hope. Yes, you can. Oh, they have already taken shelter of Brahmana. No, they have taken shelter of Brahmana. You have to go ahead to Go and Govinda with Brahmana also. You have to find a Brahmana. Demigods are always favoring Lord. That is the difference between demigods and demons. They are the followers of Lord, and demons are Viparjaya. They are not. But even if they are not following Govinda, they are inimical. But because they have taken fully shelter of Brahmana, just one agency, that becomes so powerful. If you take all three phase, only single phase, they are so powerful. So now to defeat them, you have to take shelter of three phase line. That three phase is not only Brahmana, Go and Govinda. These three are really powerful agency. Anybody worship them and respect them, they will have never face any kind of inauspiciousness. Krishna, the name of Krishna is called Govinda, Gopala. It is always connected with Go. In Vrindavan Lila, Krishna come as a Gopala. And in many times we see Krishna is feeling very proud. If he give his identity as a Gopal, Gopa, not Brahmana or Kshatriya, something like that. Though he has taken birth in Kshatriya family, in Rajaputra, in Mathura, but he came to become Gopa here. He will feel proud to be known as Gopa, not as Brahmana or Kshatriya. Not only Krishna feeling proud, anybody who support cows and Brahmanas, they will get definitely favor from Krishna. The Govardhan Puja is all about that. This is a mountain. It's a hill. Never ever in the history it happened somebody will go and worship a hill and do parikrama of a hill. No. The Govardhan Puja and Govardhan Parikrama not only started, Krishna is the founder acharya of Govardhan Puja and Govardhan Parikrama. He started. Govardhan was there long, long, long before Krishna appeared. Nobody was going and respecting Abu Vishesh Puja or Parikrama, nothing. Krishna, at the age of 7, he started. Not only that, even the Vrindavaneswari, the Brajeswari Radharani, when Krishna they will bring cows to the Govardhan Hill with their cowherd friends, so the gopis and Radhikas they will come to see Krishna. And they will not see because he is going to the hill this way, that way, there are trees and all that. They will wait whole day and become so much harassed that in Bhagavatam, Srimati Radhika, she used to say to her friends that Hantayam Adri Avala Haridasa Varya. O Sakhis, O Avalas. Alas, we are so unfortunate. We can't see Krishna. But see, he is such a famous servant of Krishna, Haridasa Varya. This Adri is a hill, is a mountain, but still he is so fortunate. He can be considered as the supermost devotee of Krishna. We are not. How? Why you are telling like that? He is much more superior to you, very highly advanced devotee of Krishna, Haridasa Varya. Now can't you see? He is so fortunate, he is so happy. You can't see his. How pleased he is? He is romanchita. Why? How? Yat Rama Krishna Charana Sparasa Pramodaha. He is so pramodita, he is so happy. Why he is so happy? Now because he is getting the sparsa. He is getting the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Rama. Rama Krishna's touch, feet. That's the cause of his happiness. He is so happy. Sparsa pramoda. Then if you ask why Rama Krishna is giving the touch of their feet to that hill, we, even the gopis in Gopika, they are saying, we can't dare even to take your feet and keep it on our breast. And these hills, this full of stones and thorns and all that, and Ramakrishna are playing and moving there without wearing shoes. Why? Why that hill, the mountain is so fortunate, we are not getting, he is getting, and becoming so happy. You don't know why? Now because the real cause is this hill is supporting cows and cowherd boys so much. He has all kind of things. Sujavasaha, paniya, kandara, kandamulei, everything, whatever required to please the cows and cowherd boys. Fine green grasses, nice water, nice cooling shed, trees, and from the root, Kandamula Sanlad, the covered by the, everything is supplying. Because he's taking care of very nicely to the cows and covered boys, that's why he's getting so much favor from Krishna. So here it is said, Brahmana. We should not always consider Brahmana means anybody who is having a thread in his body, Brahminical thread, and he has taken birth in Brahmana family, that he is Brahmana, we should be respectful to him. No. It is said in Shastra that anybody just by taking birth, they will be considered as Sudra. Janmanang jayate sudra. Anybody, any brahmana, khatriya, anybody, just by birth, they cannot be considered in any caste. They are sudras. Sanskare dija uchyate. The dijatva is given by a sanskar. It's a training process. Who has trained, got training of that proper process, they will be called as dija, second birth, do janma, dusra janma, the second birth, dijatva. Then veda pathet bhavet vipraha. Then they have to start reading the scriptures, Vedic scriptures. If they read properly and understand it, then they will be considered as vipra. Veda pathet bhavet vipra. Then brahma jana, then they will try to understand what is the brahma. Brahma jana iti iti brahmana, in the fourth stage. So just by knowing brahma, it is not enough. You are hungry, you know that if I eat prasad, then my hunger will be satisfied. Just by knowing, your hunger will be okay. No, you have to do action, you have to eat. So brahma janayati, you know brahma, that is brahmana, that's okay, you know that. But knowing is not enough, you have to do something, you have to serve the brahma. That is Vaishnava. So any Vaishnava is already brahmana. They are the real brahmanas. Just not by knowing, they are doing also. So, just only taking birth in a Brahminical family or having some ritualistic ceremony, putting a thread on the body, you cannot be considered as Brahmana. Okay, you can be considered as Jati Brahmana, but not real Brahmana. Jati Brahmana. Real Brahmana is he who serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who serves. In Bhagavad Gita, in one place, Prabhupada translate Brahmana, the opposite of Kripana. The Kripana, Kripana means miser. He's a miser, and the opposite is Brahmana. Miser means who never spent anything, not a penny. He's really miser. Then why Kripana, what is the different connection with Brahmana? Because we are having this human body. Just by having the human body is such a powerful opulence. And if you are not using this opulence in proper way, then you are miser. How to use? You have to use this human body, this intelligence what you have got, to know the goal of life. Not only know, and act on that. If you do that, somebody is doing that in human life, then he is called Brahmana. If he is not doing, then he is Kripana, because he is not using. He has this wealth, he is not using it. He is miser one. We have such a nice, handsome human body, and on the top of that, Lord has given us the Vrindavan Dham, his abode, and not only that, he has given shelter in ISKCON, under the feet of Srila Prabhupada, not only that, that in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Still, we are trying to satisfy our senses. We are really Kripana, so miser. We have so much facility, so much opulence we have. What kind of use we are doing? Just to pacify the tongue and body? This is Kripana. And who is not doing that, just opposite he is doing, then he is Brahmana. He is using properly this human body, the intelligence, whatever senses we have, just to serve the Lord, nothing else. That is the real goal of the human being, and that is why they are called Brahmanas. That is the real recognition of Brahmana. So here they are saying Brahmana means these Brahmanas, not this Jati Brahmanas. This Brahmana and Go and Govinda. Brahmanas to serve the Govinda, they have to need Go. Because the personality of Godhead will please if you please his devotee. And go is one of the very favorable devotee of Krishna. And you need milk, you need all milk products to serve him. So that's why when we are seeing Krishna or Govinda, there must be some devotee and cow. Without the devotee and cow, Krishna is not complete. He's always three in one. Yeah. So that's why if you want to please him, they are the supreme. Supreme is with always Brahmanas and devotees. Brahmana means devotee. Devotee with cows. So anybody pleasing these three, pleasing Govinda means grow Brahmana Hitayacha. Is doing hita to go and Brahmana, then you are being pleasing Govinda, these three. And anybody is doing that, he will never ever perish. He will never become defeated. When Jarasandha, he was very angry. He wanted to finish Jaduvansa, Mathura, totally. When his son-in-law Kamsa got killed by Krishna, and the two daughters, Asti and Prapti, they complained heavily. Then Jarasandha, he brought 27 Akhyavani of soldiers and attacked Mathura. Only newly government formed now. Ugrasan was the new king now, after Kamsa. What will happen? Krishna Balaram said, don't worry, we are there, we will take care of. Krishna Balaram come out of Mathura and they said, you just stay inside the boundary wall, we are going. And they defeat 27 Akhyavani, they killed all of them, most of them. Actually, Balaram was going to kill Jarasandha. He already hold his Sikha and is going to squeeze him down. But Krishna told him, no, leave him. Why? Krishna told him, anyway, we have taken incarnation here to kill all these asuras. Those who are paritrana sadhana, duskritinam. We have to finish all duskritinam. So where we'll go and individually find where one and kill? Here wholesale work we'll do. Not retailing. Wholesale. He will do our job. Jarasandha go and accumulate 100,000s of duskritinam, and here we will wholesale finish in one place. Wholesale business. So then Balaram released Jarasandha and he went, and not only one more time, again and again 17 times he will bring same quantity, 27 akhyavani, and same thing will happen. They will all be killed, and Balaram again, Krishna told, okay, leave him, come again. Having defeated by 17 times, you can just understand what kind of shameless personality. That actually, the first time he got defeated, he was going to go to forest. He said, I am not going back. I am such a Jarasandha Vira. These two boys, they defeat me. Oh, no. I can't show my face in my country. I am just going to forest. Either I will commit suicide, I will do tapasya, forget him. Then his party, those who have already run away from the battlefield, they said, oh, you are our neta, this, that. They praise him so much. Really? Yes. This is some bad luck. Otherwise, who are these two boys? Just chance. Or some bad luck. And bad luck is not happening always. We'll have some good luck. Come. Without you, we are helpless. And then Jarasandha come again. Okay, we are with you always. And Jarasandha come. And again and again, 17 times he accumulates 28 akhyavani sanya. And all time they will be all killed. And they will, Jarasandha will remain and go. And 18 times, somebody informed him that almost all Duskritans finished. Now no any Duskritans are there. He almost finished. Wholesale business over now. So now somebody in front of me, Jarasandha, thinking, how come these two boys again and again, always they are defending me? Such a powerful fighters I am taking, these two boys. What? Who are they? Somebody in front of me, Baba, they are Krishna and Balaram. They are not ordinary human being. So what? So how to defeat them? If you want to defeat them, they are go brahmana hitayacha. Jarasandha was also pandit and very generous also. He was giving charity and all that. Brahmanya also, he was respecting brahmanas also. So they told him, suggest him that if you take the mercy of go and brahmana, then you can do something. Same Brahmaji instructing the Indra and somebody instruct Jarasandha. After 17 times defeated, Jarasandha becomes serious. Is it? So he collected as much as cows, accumulate millions of cows and brahmanas throughout India. He collected. So put them, collect them, said them, now you all pray to your heart's content that this time I have to defeat Krishna. I have to win. If I am also defeated, getting defeated this time, then I will come and kill all of you. This is the way of worship. This is Asura, no? I am so respectful, I will give you so and so, but you have to do my job, business. So all the accumulated brahmanas and the cows, they get this warning from Jarasandha. See, if he is not winning this time, then you all will finish. So they started praying. Oh my Lord Krishna, for you what? Defeat or winning, for you nothing. So please save us. If you are defeating him this time, then we will finish. So please. So they started praying. Krishna is antarjami. He knew. So this time, when Jarasandha and all the party they came, and Krishna, Balaram, they said, we will not fight this time. They ran away from the battle. For a Kshatriya, said in Bhagavad Gita, the qualities of Kshatriya, that one quality is that they should not show their back in the battle. They cannot run away from the battle. They have to die face to face. And they are Kshatriya. Krishna and Balaram. Vasudeva Putra. Khetriya. And they run away from the battle. And such a condemned work, but we are still worshipping his Ranchhodraya. He leave the battle, run away from the battle, and you are still worshipping him. If any other Kshatriya, he will condemn him like anything. Yeah. Krishna is Krishna. He left the battle, run away. Jarasandha ran behind him. And he took him to maybe minimum 2,000 or 3,000 kilometers away from Mathura. He was running behind him, all the way towards Dwarka. That's Girinar, Prasravanagiri. He went there. You know, Jarasandha put fire to the whole mountain and all that. That thing happened. So, the point is that Krishna become Ranchod. Why? 17 times he defeats Jarasandha. He could have defeated this time. Why he run away from the battle? Because he is go brahmana hitaj. They are goes and brahmanas, they are praying. So forget to my position. Whatever happened, people will say, oh, you are Ranchod, you are running away from battle. Let people tell me. But I want to favor the brahmanas and cows. They are so dear to Krishna. Brahmanas and cows, they are so dear to Krishna. Krishna wants to take any kind of blame on him. For Jugas to say, let people tell me, Ranchod, I will ready to accept, but I cannot give trouble to my favorites, brahmanas and cows. That say become Ranchod. Only because of go and brahmana. Because this mountain Govardhana was helping and maintaining Govardhana, That's why Krishna not only worship him, do parikrama, he hold in his hand for 7 days. He is so respectful. I am giving so much respect, though I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the mountain who is helping cows and devotees is in the top of me. I am holding in his hand for 7 days and night together. That much respect he is getting from Krishna. So anybody who is worshipping to go and Brahmana and getting favor from them, he will be always favored by Krishna. That's for sure. So that's why Brahma is giving his suggestions to these helpless, hopeless demigods. There is no other way. He very nicely make them to understand that your defeat, the reason of your defeat, that you disrespect the Brahmana. He was Vedangya, Sanyami, Brahmanishta, Brahaspati, and you disrespect him. So these are the qualities of Brahmana, even Brahma is telling. Brahmana is without Sanyama, without controlling his senses and mind, he cannot be called Brahmana. Without knowing Veda, he cannot become Brahmana. Without serving to the Supreme Lord, he cannot be called Brahmana. So all the three qualities of Brahmanas, Brahma also mentioned here for Brihaspati. So, and they, what is their power? We got defeated by because of this. We have done this mistake for them because they are respecting the Brahmanas. So now they are respecting Brahmanas, so how will defeat them? So forget Brahmana. You have to respect Brahmana, that will counteract that. But if you want to defeat them, then you have to go another two. What is that? Go and Govinda. So that is the suggestions, not only suggestions, instructions from Brahma to these helpless and hopeless, all the demigods, that please do that. So by these lessons of the demigods and teachings they are getting from Brahma, it is not only for demigods, for all of us, that if we want to prosper and be success in our life, then we have to somehow or other take shelter of these three agencies. Go, Govinda and Brahmana. You have to please them. Please them means if you want to please Govinda, then you have to please the other two also. You cannot please Govinda without pleasing cows and devotees. No. And you cannot please devotee without pleasing Krishna. They are all connected. Interdependent. So in the summary we can say that for all human beings this is the only purusartha, that if somehow or other by using their body, mind and words, if they try to please and serve these three, Go, Brahmana and Krishna, then that is the ultimate aim of their life. Their life will be success and they will never face any inauspiciousness. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment or question? Yes, Prabhuji.
My question is that, you know, we're talking about how Brahmins should be respected. And we hear from the verse here that Sukracharya is a disciple of Bhrigu Muni.
Mm-hmm.
So how do the demons become so powerful when they're worshipping Sukracharya, who's a disciple of Bhrigu Muni? Who's a Brahmin, spiritual master of the demigods? How is he pleasing his spiritual master by attacking the demigods who are in charge of the universal affairs for Krishna? How is it possible that he could become so powerful? Demons can be so powerful. Supracharya himself is being apparently offensive to his spiritual master.
Your point is that Shukracharya himself is not following his spiritual master?
Yeah. It doesn't look like it to me.
No. Question? So Prabhuji is asking that if here it is mentioned that the demons, they are the disciples of Shukracharya, and Shukracharya is the follower of Bhrigumuni. So if the demons are getting so much power just by respecting and worshipping Shukracharya, but Shukracharya himself is not following properly to Bhrigumuni, because he is opposing the demigods, he is becoming inimical to Lord. So how come he is getting that power and they are also getting power? So one of there are six karmas of Brahmanas, nine qualities and six karmas: Pathan, Pathan, Yajan, Yajan, Dana, Pratigraha. So here Shukracharya is a teacher. He is teaching whatever he has learned from Bhrigumuni. Bhrigumuni, Bhrigu is the also descendant from Brahma. He is a Brahmana and he has his lessons. Definitely the lessons should be to please Krishna. That is the real lessons. Not only that, if you read Vedic literatures, maybe 80% of the Vedic instruction literatures is all about karma kanda. If you do that, you will get that. If you do that, you will get that. You will do that. Only very few mantras are there. They will tell about devotion and worshipping to the Krishna like that. So the general people in the whole, they want something in their exchange. If you do something, I'll get. They want to become powerful. They want to become the enjoyer. They want to become proprietor. So that's why they are accepting a purohita. Purohita. Purohita means, hita means for their good benefit. Puro means he is coming in front and doing their hita. That's purohita. So they are accepting some selected brahmanas as their purohita, kula purohita. For our kula, he will do the hita for us. He will take all responsibility to do our benefit. This is called purohita. That is one job of brahmanas. So all the demons are the jajamanas of Shukracharya. So one of the responsibility of Shukracharya is to please them, to satisfy them. So that's why he is taking whatever lessons he has learned from Bhrigumuni. He is giving them. He is not giving everything. That only sacred part, doing devotion, that is not giving. He is Acharya of Shukra. Acharya of semen, Shukra. He is not other kind of Acharya. Anyway, but still he is a Brahmana. So here you can understand the comparison. Even somebody respecting and worshipping and obeying the Brahmana is Jati Brahmana. Not his fully Brahmana, not his high grade, topmost Brahmana. Even just by serving him, they are getting that much power. If they would have served the real Brahmana, what power you will get? This is the comparison. Just winning over the Tripishtapadi Swarga is nothing, it's a material benefit. The Shukracharya can teach you and help you to get some material gain. This is useless. If you are not getting any spiritual entity, we are all spiritual entity. So that's why this is useless. Shukracharya cannot help them to achieve their real success of their life, real goal of their life. They can get some win over some country, some opulence, some proprietorship, some enjoyment. That's it. Nothing more. So if by worshipping the Jati Brahmana Sivin, you can fulfill your material desire. But if you want to fulfill your spiritual desire, then you have to need a spiritual Brahmana. He is material Brahmana, Shukracharya, the Acharya of Shukra in that business. So he is getting only that particular lessons from Bhrigu, which will use to pacify them, satisfy them, to fulfill their object. You got? Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji. Indra?
They're worshipping the Govardhan Hill, they're worshipping the cows, and the reward they have to suffer that Indra's wrath for 7 days.
I can't follow what you are really asking?
I'm saying that in Vrindavan,
yeah,
Krishna, the Gopis, everyone's worshipping Govardhan Hill.
Yeah.
What kind of result is that? They get devastation for 7 days.
Oh, okay. The reason that they have not respect Indra, they worship Govinda and Go and Brahmanas, but they disrespect Indra. That's why Indra become angry, and he could not do anything. Even he become angry, what he could do? That all the gopis and gopas in their whole soul goal, they want to please Krishna. Their goal is not to get material benefit. Their goal was to please Krishna. And they fulfill that desire. Just Indra will do this 7 days week, whole week business, throwing his all kind of rains and wind and all that. So all these 7 days without any disturbance, they are with Krishna. They have not slept, they have not eaten anything, they are not doing anything, full 24 hours a day for whole week, they are just looking the Krishna and getting the nectar. That is the real success they get. That's what they desire. And what happened to Indra? Indra is feeling offended that he did not respect me. He got the lesson also. And the gopas and gopis, because they worship Go and Brahmanas, that's why they got their business done. Hare Krishna.